Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is October the 28th and our Bible reading portion is from the Gospel of Luke, chapters 19 to 21. Are we bogged down by the cares of this life? We read in Luke chapter 21 verses 34 to 36 like this. The words of our Lord Jesus Christ. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the cares of this life, and that they come on you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. In the above passage, our Lord Jesus warns us primarily about two threats that will cause us to become preoccupied with ourselves in such a way that we will not be alert and ready for His return. Number one, the first threat is that we become drunk with wine or any other forms of intoxication such as drugs, work, worldly pleasures, etc. so that we find a way of escape from reality by becoming intoxicated in it and thus become physically lethargic. However, the Bible clearly states that drunkenness is a sin against God. The second threat is more subtle and is widely prevalent among both believers and non-believers. It is in becoming weighed down by the cares of this life. We are so wrapped up in the pressures and pace of this life that we become spiritually lethargic and thereby totally ignore matters of God's kingdom in our daily living. By making the above statement, Jesus warns us against both physical and spiritual lethargy and wants us to be alert and ready for His return always. We should understand that Jesus condemned worry, but not work. He never told us to stop working. God provides for us so in many ways, and the most common is through our everyday work. He expects us to work diligently with whatever resources He has given us. Even while we are working daily for our living, Jesus wants us to refocus our faith in God, the ultimate supplier of all our needs. However, oftentimes we are tempted to worry so much and forget all about trusting God. During these moments, we also forget that God has never promised that we will not face hard times, but that He has many ways to help us through them when we do. In fact, Jesus has told us to remain joyful during hard times since He has overcome the world. As we read in the Gospel of John chapter 16, verse number 33, the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. In this world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Let us understand that no one is beyond the temptation to fall into sin. And Jesus warns against slackness and lack of daily readiness in the Christian walk. While we need to pay attention to our physical and material needs, we should stop worrying about these matters so that they do not dominate our lives and values. We cannot worry and serve God at the same time. Instead, we need to redirect our focus onto God's kingdom and His righteousness. That's what really matters in our lives. Let us watch and pray always as we separate ourselves from the ungodly world, which is doomed to experience the wrath of God in a short while. When our heart and minds are feeling tremendous pressure, being burdened by the cares of this life, remember that prayer is our only outlet source to persevere for Christ under pressure. Let us close today's devotion with the wonderful words of wisdom from Apostle Paul that we read in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.